Welcome again to our devotional studies on the life and times of David. Today's devotional is part two of a prelude to a fall. And part two is rashness. Long before King Saul met his untimely end on the battlefields of Gilboa, he had started the descent to destruction. His first great error was to presumptuously take on the mantle of the prophet Samuel and offer sacrifices at Michmash. But the Lord's rebuke did not seem to have any impact on the stubborn king. He continued his downward trend in the outburst of indignation against Jonathan for violating his regulation about abstinence from food. Saul made a vow that was based on zeal without knowledge. How are soldiers expected to fight on hungry bellies? And why should they not enjoy the spoils of war? Jonathan took and ate honey after a battle, unaware of his father's foolish edict, and had it not been for the mutiny of the army who supported Jonathan for his heroic victory over the Philistines, Saul would have killed his own son for doing God's service. That pain and annoyance caused the army to lose respect for their monarch, exposed Jonathan to peril, and forced the people to commit excess. Saul did not wait on God, but allowed his ego to force deficient judgment and issue rash commands. Let us learn from Saul that every foolish decision induces trouble, interferes with the success of others, and lowers us in their esteem. Do nothing rashly. Acts 19:36. God bless you.